Since the 2010 general election, supporters of the Taxed Enough Already, or Tea Party, have grabbed the attention of Kentucky's politicians. A year ago, Tea Party voters were credited with playing a significant role in the election of political novice Rand Paul to the U.S. Senate. But this election, the dynamics were different. In the primary, Tea Party backers got behind Louisville businessman Phil Moffitt, but he lost to Senate President David Williams. Bowling Green Senator Mike Wilson says the loss inflicted a wound which didn't heal quickly.
That was something they were deeply disappointed in, so it took them a long time to come around to say, you know, let's support David Williams.
Phil Moffitt attended last night's Republican event. Whenever asked, Moffitt says he advised people to support Williams. Still, he says members of the Tea Party are independent thinkers.
There really was a fairly even split between Galbraith and Senator Williams. I didn't know, none of them told me that they would vote for Governor Beshear. But, I tried to convince them to think about it in terms of which one represents your principles most closely and you need to vote for them. You can't sit out on the race.
Plus, Kentucky Senate Caucus Chair Dan Syme also suspects a large number of Tea Partiers refused to cast ballots. Former GOP gubernatorial candidate Larry Forgy reminds reporters the Commonwealth's only had two GOP governors since World War II. Admitting electing a Republican to the governor's mansion is always a tall task. Forgy hopes Tea Party supporters didn't make a difficult situation worse by staying away from the polls.
I hope not, because they're going to want to run some candidates, and I think they, in Kentucky, and I have been to many Tea Party meetings, but in Kentucky, they can play a major conservative role in this state.
In fact, Damon Thayer, who's one of the more outspoken Republican voices on the Senate floor, says some of the Tea Party ideas may still surface in legislation, which will go before the 2012 General Assembly.
I'm proud to support Tea Party values like limited government, fiscal responsibility, and free markets, and a lot of those principles will be behind many of the bills you're going to see the Senate Republican Caucus file in January.
There are also questions about the true size of Kentucky's Tea Party, but it's a given it has a voice in state politics. Phil Moffitt anticipates Tea Party activists to be very vocal over the next year.
With the national elections, I think they're going to be a very active group. I don't think they're going away. Actually, I think they get bigger over time. You know, and as long as we keep burying our own country in debt, and as long as the government continues to expand at enormous rates, the Tea Party will be around to fight that.
So political pundits will work over the next several days evaluating Election Day 2011. As that process gets underway, the impact of Kentucky's Tea Party members will certainly be considered part of the puzzle. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. Reporting for Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.